Welcome. Come on in. There we go. I'm Dr. Foster. It's nice to meet you too. Why don't you have a seat? Anywhere you like. Great. Now, I was contacted by your employer who set this appointment up, but I'd like to hear you tell me what's troubling you in your own words. I'm not beholden to them. I'm here to help you. I see. It sounds like you're under a lot of stress at work. Are you also having trouble with anxiety at home? Yeah. And what about your sleep? Do you feel like you're getting enough? How about the weekend? Do you get any sleep then? Okay, so you're feeling stressed during the day, which is in turn impacting your sleep at night. Is that right? So then, do you often find yourself tired at work, making yourself even more stressed? I see. Yes, it's a common problem. It's called a negative feedback loop. The stress of your work negatively affects your home life and sleep patterns, which in turn negatively affects your work performance, thus further increasing your stress levels. It's an insidious cycle and can be very hard to break out of. No. I don't mean to scare you, but it's good you're seeking help for it. It's called occupational burnout, and it can have serious long-term effects on both your mental and physical health. Oh, no. This situation isn't hopeless at all. There is something we can do. Well, I'm a licensed hypnotherapist, and I've had great success in using hypnosis to help break the cycle of stress, fatigue, and depression caused by this disorder. Hypnosis, yes. Well, it's healthy to be skeptical. I would expect nothing less from an intelligent young woman like yourself. Hypnosis certainly isn't a magic bullet, but hear me out. Hypnotherapy has been used as a treatment for everything from addiction to phobias to pain management. It can also be very effective in dealing with stress and burnout, helping establish a sort of mental firewall that separates one's life at work from their life at home. Exactly. It doesn't actually change you or your mind in any way. It can't make you do anything you don't want to do. It just helps you reframe your emotional response. Specifically, my technique helps your mind separate your work life from your personal life. In time, you will find it easier to compartmentalize what happens at work and allay some of the stress you feel, particularly after the day is over. Well, would you like to try it? Great. As you know, hypnosis can't change your mind against your will. It's important that you want it to work. So try to think positively as I get things ready. Think of how much better you'll feel with a good night's sleep every day, of enjoying your hobbies without distractions, of just being able to sit down and relax. Can you do that? Excellent. Then please, move over to the daybed, remove your shoes, and lay down on your back. Is the pillow comfortable? We have others if you'd prefer. No? Good. Keep thinking positive thoughts. Okay. Don't worry about the music. It's very particular to the work we're doing here, but it doesn't matter. All you need to do is relax. Listen to the music and my voice and relax. Understand? Good. Keep thinking positive thoughts. Let the bright, stress-free future you envision for yourself warm you. Do you want this to work? Good. Do you feel positive? Good. Hold on to that feeling and allow your mind to let go. Focus only on my voice. Feel only hope and optimism. Don't think, just breathe. Follow my instructions as I guide you into a state of relaxation. Breathe deeply. Use your stomach. In and out. In and out. Good. Keep it up. Okay. Concentrate on your feet. Be aware of the tension in them. They're tired muscles. Don't think, just breathe. Now, scrunch your toes as hard as you can. Good. Hold it. Feel the stress and tension in your feet gather and concentrate in your toes. Now, relax your toes. Feel the tension leave your feet. Feel their muscles relax. Don't think, just breathe. Feel the warmth of the future. Picture your toes as the warm spring of a gentle river, a river that will wash all your stress away. It's already covered your feet. Next, feel the tension in your legs, the tightness of your calves, the strain on your thighs. Don't think, just breathe. Now flex your legs. Good. Hold it. Feel all the stress and tension in your legs gather and concentrate in your calves. And release. Feel the river of relaxation pour in through your ankles and fill your calves. Don't think, just breathe. Feel the warmth of the future. It flows through your knees and into your thighs. It's stronger now. The more you allow it to help you, the more it will help you. Okay, feel the tension in your buttocks, how tired they are. Clench and hold it. Good. Feel all the stress and tension in your bottom and lower back gather and concentrate. And relax. Feel the river warm you as it washes away your strain. Don't think, just breathe. Feel the warmth of the future. Feel your buttocks and legs sink into the mattress, weighed down by the river, soothed by the water. Feel the tension in your chest and shoulders, wound and tight. Flex them. Good. Hold it. Feel all the stress and tension in your shoulders and breasts gather and concentrate. And relax. Feel the river pour into your torso, washing away your tension. Don't think, just breathe. Feel the warmth of the future. It soothes and massages your muscles, allowing them to relax fully. Feel the tension in your arms and hands, how eager they are to flex and move. Ball your hands into fists and flex your arms. Good. Hold it. the stress and tension in your arms and hands gather and concentrate into your clenched little fists. And relax. Feel the river, so strong now, rush down your arms, washing away your tension. Don't think. Just breathe. Feel the warmth of the future. Let it weigh your arms down, down into the mattress, free of purpose and use. Feel how the river has washed away your tension and the stress from your body. The warmth of the future can be yours if you just open your mind to it. Let the river wash away your worries and your thoughts, and all but this moment and my voice. Your mind is below the surface of the river now. Safe, but gone. Let my words float gently on the river. The river washes away everything else. You are my words. Don't think. Just breathe. Accept my words. Believe them. From now on, you will love your job. When you go to work, you will do as you are told, without question. Any task that is given to you, you will accept happily, and you will do it as best you can. Nod if you understand. Everyone, particularly men, whatever they do, whatever they say, you will always like them. You want to help them. You want to make them happy. Nod if you understand. Good girl. From now on, while you are at work, you will let anyone use your body however they want, particularly men. You like men. You want to make men happy. Your body makes men happy. Nod if you understand. Good girl. Open your mouth. Let the force of the river push you so that your head hangs off the side of the couch. Go on. Let it move you. Yes. Very good. Good. Okay, let the weight of the river hold your arms down. Let the pressure of the water keep your legs still. Feel the flow force your head back and hold your mouth open. Don't think, just breathe. Feel the warmth of the future. Oh, fuck. I love your little throat. Still listening? Good. You want to make others happy. Making others happy makes you happy. Oh, you want to obey. Obeying makes you happy. Oh, you want to be used. Being used makes you happy. You want to be a slut. Oh, fuck. Being a slut makes you happy. You want to swallow cum. Swallowing cum makes you happy. Oh, don't think. Oh, don't breathe. Nothing embarrasses you. Nothing is below you. You are a thing to be used. You're a receptacle. Oh, Jesus, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh. Hold it. Good. Now, swallow. Yeah, feel the warmth of the future, you stupid slut. Don't think. Just breathe. Yeah, you're definitely coming back here, bitch. I am not done with you. All right. Get your head back on the pillow. Jesus. Let the river move your body. That's it. Good. Close your mouth. Good girl. Okay. The river's about to recede. As the rush of the river uncovers your head, all of my words will sink to the back of your mind with it. Only this will remain with you. When you step into work, the river will return. My words will again float to the top. All the instructions I've given you will become clear, and you will obey them. But when you leave work, the river will again recede. And you will have no stress or ill memories from the day. You'll have no memory of any unusual tastes or the cause of any soreness in any part of your body. You'll give no thought to the origin of any unusual stickiness or substances on your body or leaking out of it. You'll simply wash it off and continue with your day. Nod if you understand. Good. Okay. I'm going to count down from 5. As I count down, the river will recede and you will begin to wake up. When I reach 1, you will be wide awake, refreshed, relaxed, and eager for your next activity. 5. The river no longer flows. It's still. 4. The river has begun to slowly flow back toward your feet. 3. You can feel the river ebb from your mind, beginning to wake you. 2. The river has all but receded. 1. You are waking up. Well, how do you feel? Good. Can you remember anything I told you? No, that's excellent. It means it worked. We did some good work in your subconscious mind today. No. If you were in any way resistant to it, you would remember what we talked about. The fact that you don't means that you've chosen to accept the therapy. That you want to be helped by it. And that's excellent, particularly for your first time. Yes, work will feel just like lying down here, and leaving will feel just like you feel now. Do you feel refreshed? Good. Can I get you some water? You look like your mouth is a little dry. Of course. Here you are. How do you feel? That's great. Surprising, right? I'm so glad you feel good about it. Remember, it will only work as long as you want it to work. Now, we'll schedule a follow-up in a couple of weeks to see how things are going. But if you ever feel like it isn't working, or if you're feeling stressed or confused, just let your boss know and he'll arrange for an extra visit. Okay? Good. Well, if all goes well, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. You're very welcome. Oh, no, I'm afraid a hug would not be appropriate. Okay. Very well. Goodbye.